USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you.
Before becoming president, Dwight Eisenhower had a demanding job. Today marks the Day of Days. D-Day, on this day in 1944, was the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. The World Bank warns of a global recession. Contributing factors for the group is COVID-19 in China, rising interest rates, and the cost of living crisis. They've all darkened the outlook through the end of the year. The cost of almost everything from food to fertilizers is soaring, causing consumers to spend less. As governments aim to bring down the cost of living, containing inflation without pushing economies into slowdown is the big challenge. We are USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The cost to fill up your car will cost you more this morning.
The national average for a gallon of gas is up to $4.81. That's 5 cents higher than Friday and over 20 cents higher than last week this time. The head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy thinks the national average will reach $5 per gallon as soon as June 17th. California has the most expensive gas at $6.30 a gallon. For USA Radio News, Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Bassist Alec John Such, a founding member of Bon Jovi, has died at the age of 70. John Bon Jovi made the announcement on social media Sunday. Alec left the band in 1994. Cause of death was not shared. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
American families suffering from the baby formula shortage in America continue to hear excuses from top leaders. Lonnie Chen is running for California State Controller tomorrow in the Golden State. He was on Fox News early Monday morning describing a lack of accountability within the Biden administration.
It's an accountability crisis. That's really what it is. It's a lack of accountability. This baby formula shortage actually goes back even farther than that. The Biden administration could have been notified as early as September of last year that there was a potential problem with the Abbott manufacturing plant. And then for them now to be unable to provide accountability for what's going on, and more importantly, to continue refusing to accept responsibility. There are homeless folks on the street here in California. We don't have adequate storage for water, so we're told we can only water our lawns twice a week. All of these challenges are challenges of accountability and transparency, and I believe we need to start fixing those things by electing folks who are actually going to be responsive and responsible to taxpayers. That is how we get this turned around, not by obfuscating and continuing to avoid the problem, yes, which is exactly what the Biden administration is doing with this baby formula thing.
NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida began rolling out the Artemis 1 moon rocket from the assembly building at about midnight Eastern last night. It will take approximately 8 to 12 hours for NASA to transport Artemis 1 along the 4-mile road to Launch Pad 39B. The earliest Artemis 1 could launch is on July 26th. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.